This episode brought to you by Blinsky Toys.
Hello! Is Blinsky here? And I is telling you it's time for toys! Why? Because it's always time for toys! You don't like toys? Oh, that is a good joke! Everybody likes toys! And Blinsky has some new toys for you! First, Blinsky has little wooden soldiers with removable limbs! So much whimsy! So many severed arms! I make the war wounds extra bloody for extra fun! Next is a yo-yo that looks just like a tarantula! The string looks just like spider silk coming out of its butt! Ha 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 ha! Is silly, but looks so real! Scare your sister! How about these? Blinsky make a little toy village stocks. You can put your dolls in there if they break the law. Hey, you stay in stocks and suffer from dehydration. This toy come with little tiny tomatoes to throw at your dolls. So much whimsy. Oh, look. Blinsky make a slinky out of a mummified rattlesnake, all coiled up and ready to bite you. Is so bouncy. How about this little cylinder? You turn it over. That's right, it's a groaning zombie. If you turn it the other way. Ooh, a shrieking demon. Even more fun. Blinsky also has a new bowling game for people who like to have fun. The bowling pins look like zombies, and the ball is painted like fireball. Ouch! The fire looks so real, I burned myself. Just kidding. It's only simple lead-based paint. With fireball bowling ball, you pretend you have magical powers to kill zombies. Or magical powers to escape Barovia. It's just pretend, though. You stuck here. So while you stuck here, come down to Blinsky Toys. Is no fun. Is no Blinsky.
Welcome to Pork Fried Dice, a podcast in which a group of friends play Dungeons & Dragons together, facing the horrors of the fantasy world before them with unflinching solemnity and stoicism. Or not. Featuring Katie as Will, Greg as Lank, Abby as Rafina, Alex as Batwhack, and Eric as Nick and as Dungeon Master. Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
Do you know anything about stocks?
Are you asking?
You have them in your town? In wherever you're from?
We do.
Yeah? Do you know a lot about them?
No, I don't know a lot about them. I know that we have them.
Are the stocks anatomically correct?
Where I come from, we have sex stocks. Let me tell you, whatever you're imagining, you're not right.
Sounds like he's intimately familiar with the stocks. Anyway.
Intimately. Oh, you got that right.
Interesting. Okay. And there's a weird silence, apparently, where we all just stare at each other.
And then you're like, where's Bathwack? And he's over by the stocks.
Oh, no! Bathwack! Bathwack! Oh, he didn't listen to me at all, did he? Oh, crap.
I haven't done anything yet.
Bathwack! Bathwack! I'm going to just kind of go as casually but quickly as I can, just kind of go over and nudge him and be like, no, can we just, let me, I'll do it. Just let me, just try to think of a way to get these.
Yeah. So I'll hand you my water skin.
No.
You said you'll do it.
God! No, I will. We can. Is everybody... Oh, man.
I have an idea for a diversion, says Rafina, tugging on. She's run up to Bathwick and she's tugging on his shell, or what she thinks is his shell.
That's not my shell.
Ew! Is it your water sack?
You got a shell on your back, or are you just happy to see me?
Take the doll, the Strahd doll, and one of us can do a little show, and the guards will not see.
Oh, I'll give you my Strahd doll. I'll hold it out. You want it?
Oh,
more fingers than me.
I'm not very creative. I couldn't do it. Link, you do it.
No.
I think this is all just to keep me from doing something stupid.
That doll in the first place?
To cause a diversion so that the guards will not notice that Bathwack is going to do something.
You bought a doll to create a diversion for a situation I hadn't told you about yet. what you want. I'm not playing with that doll.
Well, Lank might break it anyway.
That's true.
Blank's going to disagree, and then he doesn't.
It cost 9 silver pieces, after all.
Mm-hmm.
All right, fine, I'll do it.
Oh.
All right.
So what are you going to do? Where are you going to, like, go far away from the stocks? And
yes, she runs to the other corner of the market square. Wait, not market square, whatever it is.
Town square. There's markets, so you're fine.
Wait, Rafina, have you ever used a puppet before?
Rafina, she takes a moment out from detangling herself from all the strings and says, I'm sure I can figure it out!
This is amazing. Oh my gosh.
All right. How do you get everybody's attention?
She pulls out her concertina.
What's that? I don't know what that is.
It's like a teeny tiny accordion.
Oh, that's awesome!
Okay.
And she goes, rah, rah,
rah. Hold on. Is Rafina allowed to pull out any instrument that she likes at any time from the bag?
She has a terrarium. She keeps everything in the terrarium.
Are you trying to suppress my instruments that appear out of nowhere? What is the problem here?
No. I just
there's maybe an upper limit in number. She hasn't exhausted the number of instruments she could potentially have on her at any given time.
Just in between short rests.
like her spells. She has concertina prepared. She has panpipes prepared.
Oh, that's awesome.
Harpsichord. All right. So
that's the wrong key, Eric.
Oh.
Is that coming from the stocks?
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, guards and non-guards. Come see the happy making, very much not a sad puppet show over here in this corner. Hear ye, hear ye.
People start to come over.
I have taken some sort of sticky adhesive out of my tinderbox, and I have glued all of the strings to my fingers so that they stop getting...
You glued my doll?
So that they stop getting tangled up. And I wiggle my fingers, and the little Strahd dances.
Great. Roll a performance check.
Oh, damn it. It's a 5.
All right. Oh, man, then you glued my doll for this.
+1.
Oh, no.
I like that next to it on the sheet it says cha, like I'm going to do a cha-cha.
I mean, terrible performances can also be very entertaining.
Yes, they certainly can be.
Well, at least there'll be a distraction.
Describe what happens with a 6 in performance as you start to guide this straw doll in certain motions.
So one hand has all these glued strings on it, and the other hand has half of a concertina, like, bouncing up and down. And Rafina is singing a little ditty. Oh, Strahd is here to tell you some things. He says not to look over there right now.
You're starting to gather a crowd, more out of just odd fascination than actual entertainment.
Are any of the guards going over to her?
Not yet, though a couple have glanced over at this point.
Can you tell us how many there are?
There are two guards.
Just two, and yeah. They're not doing any... They're not standing at
They're
posts.
Not guarding the... They're taking decorations down and putting decorations up.
In two different locations. I'm just trying to see how I can help her, mm-hmm. although I'm very disappointedly just staring in horror, like... Oh, God! Katie is very excited, but Will is incredibly disgusted with this performance, because he's a performer himself in a way, so he's like, what is wrong with this woman?
What am I supposed to do with a six? Oh my God.
No, it's perfect. That's exactly what you're doing it perfectly. It's amazing.
So you're starting to gather a crowd. Go ahead and roll another performance check. Let's see how it goes.
Oh, thank God. So 16 plus 1 is 17.
Got it. Okay, so you don't really notice that people aren't incredibly entertained and are more just kind of dumbfounded. You're emboldened by this crowd gathering.
Oh!
And you yes, exactly. And adrenaline starts pumping in and kind of takes over.
I start doing a little tap dance at the same time.
There we go. Your performance continues and your song and your puppetry and now a dance.
Let's sing a song long ago. There were some journey people. And they came from very far away, and they went to a window when they shouldn't have gone. And she is just randomly playing with her hands to make the doll dance, but somehow she makes it turn around and moon the crowd.
The kids laugh, and the adults chuckle, and your confidence is really showing with your... with the singing, and it really sort of carries out over the stage.
Can I cast the image of a windmill? Because she's singing about the windmill. Can I, like a creepy, just, I have silent image at will.
Sure.
So just the image of a creepy windmill that we saw behind her.
Okay. Does it look like a, like, if someone came into the square, would it look like there's a windmill there? Or is it like a, is it obviously magical? Like, what does it look
yeah,
like?
Yeah, like it's supposed to be part of the performance. Like, I do it. I'm not trying to be involved in the performance myself at this point, but sure. I'm trying to support her performance so that people keep looking.
Okay. That definitely draws attention. And the guard that's closer by, he puts down his stack of posters and comes over to see what's going on. Rafina, how about roll another performance, this time with advantage, since you have some help there.
I've got a 19.
Woo-hoo-hoo!
You roll it again, and you take the better of the two.
15.
Okay, so we'll take the 19. So
19
plus
1.
Look yep. at that. People go, ooh, when they see the building. But you think it's because of your marionetting, because the building is, the windmill is behind you. And you are just, you're eating it up.
Rafina is tap dancing and spinning, and she's sort of, we're going to evoke Bert from Mary Poppins with his, like, drum, and his big bass drum, and his cymbal, mm-hmm. and he's like...
You cram the concertina between your legs.
Yes, exactly, exactly. She's coming on to her big finale now and spinning around and around and around, and the doll is just flying really, really fast in circles, and she just thinks she's doing it.
Yeah.
It's accomplished. Oh, wait, we only have one guard, though. Damn it.
Well, if the other guard is anywhere nearby, can we, like... prestidigitate his pile of posters so that they start blowing across the square in the direction of Rafina so sure. that he's like, oh no, and then he sees her and he's like, ooh, yeah. or something.
Totally. You do that and this grand finale of whirling halfling and puppet and concertina and
pages for the next
yep.
And the puppet, it comes over to the papers that are flying toward us and sits on them helpfully.
So both guards are now watching this performance that Rafina is putting on.
All right, Bathwack, do whatever you need to do.
Quickly!
The rest of everyone.
Unmask the donkeys.
Okay, you pull them off of everyone, or what do you do?
Let's unmask a child.
Okay.
Or what? Yeah.
It's a demon!
No. Yeah.
You pull off a donkey head, and you see the face of a young boy blinking in the sunlight. He looks a little startled, and he looks up. He says, What? Who is he? What's... And he just kind of seems out of it. He has a black eye.
Aww.
Aww. Is there any way... So, how is this thing held together?
It's a padlock.
Is there one lock for the whole thing?
There are four sets of them that they're in. The two boys are in a smaller one. And then there's the five adults. There's two pairs and then one on their own. There's basically room for two in each one.
Well, How hard can it be to just pop this thing off?
I don't know. You haven't tried.
Let's try it.
Okay. How do you go about it? I mean, it's a, you know, an iron lock. So what do you do to try to pop it off?
Maybe this is terrible for my sword, but let's just, can I just try to cleave it or wedge it in there? Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead. Roll a strength check with advantage since you're using your sword.
All right. 19.
The lock bends. You feel like it's holding, but then you, at the very last, with the last little bit of leverage you have, you are able to pop it off, and it clatters to the ground.
Great. Is anyone looking?
Better not.
Right now, everybody in the square is being entertained, currently.
And now I will tell you the story of the ravens!
You know, let's continue. I'll offer the water skin to the first boy. And now their hands are still bound.
No, they're not anymore, because they were put in the stocks. They were bound when they were locked up, but their hands were in the stocks themselves.
All right. Great. So we'll give them each a drink and then just send them on their way.
Okay. They greedily take a huge gulp. It seems like they're probably very thirsty. And by send them on their way, what do you mean? What do you do?
I don't know. I mean, they're free.
Mm-hmm.
Do they just run?
I mean, are they inclined to run, or what are they doing?
They don't really know what's going on. They see this big dragon man offering them water. They take it because they're thirsty, but they're, you know, younger boys. They seem to be at a loss, basically. What's Lank doing?
He looks at them and screams, "Run for your lives!"
Really? Yeah.
No, Lank does not actually do that.
What does he do? Anything?
No, he's just watching.
Where is he focused? Like, what is he more involved in?
He's watching Bathwack's efforts.
Okay.
I just now thought I probably should have offered him my crowbar. Shoot. Sorry, Bathwack. For future reference, I have a crowbar.
Well, there are other stocks, right?
There are.
Yeah, there are others. You know what?
Then I can crowbar those other stocks.
Oh, yeah?
Sure.
Yeah, pick one. That's good. Then, let's try to pry them open and then maybe talk to one of the kids if they're still around.
Okay.
All right, so let's pry off the next one.
Do I need to roll to attempt this?
Yes, you want to roll a strength check, and if you're using your crowbar, go ahead and do so with advantage.
Okay. That will be... Well, good thing it's with advantage. That's going to be 14, and that was the better roll.
The lock holds.
Oh, sorry. No, wait. Would it make a difference if it's 17?
No, still holds.
Oh my god.
Jiminy.
Oh, well, would it make a difference if it was 38?
It pops off, strikes you in the head, and you fall down dead.
In the end.
Worth it!
And with that failure, I'm going to need another performance roll from Rafina.
Uh-oh.
I got a 4.
Oh, it's all over now.
You definitely do still get advantage, though. I should say that, because there's a lot going on right there with Will's help.
Yeah, I was going to do something else, too, for her background.
All right, I get a freaking 7 plus 1 is 8.
Okay.
Not grand.
The guard that just came up with his papers blown everywhere, he gathers what he can grab. He pulls out the stack from where the doll is sitting. And he looks, he's like, "Is this Strahd? Is this an image of Strahd?"
Uh-oh.
Rafina senses danger and changes her tactic. And now it's time for Blod.
Blod!
Which rhymes with Strahd. Look at me. I'm over here. Look away from the doll and the stalks. Look at me. Rafina's expecting everyone to be in tears right about now.
Well, they might have been, but unfortunately, with this shout that the guard, you know, lets out about this, everybody starts to get a little nervous. You see kind of shifting, especially with people nearest him. But let's go back to Bathwack and Lank.
I'm going to have another go at the next lock.
Okay. Go ahead.
I turn to Bathwack. Ordinarily, when I use this thing, whatever I'm touching breaks. This is annoying. Can we both try again right now?
Sure.
Crap. 16 is not going to cut it.
With advantage?
Yeah.
Okay. That does not. Lank?
13.
Okay. Yeah, your locks still hold. And you've got some people in the stocks with the donkey head still on and some boys standing there. The sort of delay, they kind of get nervous too. And you do see them kind of edging back towards the back of the platform. But let's go back to Rafina. The guard says, This will not stand. You give me that doll right now.
What? We paid for this doll. We paid for it. We have a receipt. Don't we have a receipt? Oh, wait. Don't look at him. Will.
Will, who's kind of just standing far away as well next to the other people. Oh, crap. I think that Will, if he sees that this guy is, can he also see that this guy is getting upset about the doll?
Yeah.
Because he's over by the other guys.
You're more focusing on, but you're still
focusing on Rafina, yes, but I'm near the other people. I want to change the silent image to a big sun, like with a big smiley face with sunglasses on it. No, I'm just kidding.
Nice.
But like a big smiley face sun. And, oh my God, I'm sorry, Beth Thwack, you're going to be pissed at me, but set the vampire on fire, the doll. Boom. Like, the sun shining rays onto the puppet. Like, it's part of the show, Rafina! Woo!
And it's, oh, well done. Yay. This is an advertisement for the sun festival that's coming up. What the hell was it called?
The festival of the blazing sun!
Yes! Yes!
Woo! That's precisely what we should do to Strahd, because all will be well. Yeah. Woohoo.
All will be well. Children are required.
Yeah, children so required. We'll set more puppets on fire.
So we've got a puppet on fire glued to Rafina's hand.
Oh, no. Oh, no. I'm sorry, Batfleck and Rafina.
Think about that for a second. We're going to go back to Batfleck and Lank.
Ooh.
Lank is... he's switching dice, but I'm gonna say switching crowbars.
Okay.
Let's see if this other crowbar works better. So far, no. 24.
Okay.
Yes.
That lock pops off. Bang.
From now on, I'll start with my iron crowbar instead of my plastic crowbar.
what about Bathwack?
Yeah, single-minded pursuit of popping this lock off.
Go ahead.
Crap. 17.
That does it.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Wait, wasn't that what Greg didn't do it before?
Was it?
16.
16, I thought.
Oh. Uh-oh. Bye, Greg. Greg left. He's like, fuck this.
Also, same team, Katie.
Same team? What?
I was so pissed off I dropped the call.
We thought so. We were just saying.
My 17's not good enough, but his 17's just fine. Fuck this. I'm out of here. Lank and his crowbar are out.
I must have misremembered. So, good job, Katie. The lock does not break.
Oh, no!
Oh, what? X. No, we're all remembering it wrong. It was 16.
I thought so.
Wait. Greg, was it 16 or 17?
It was
13. Greg got 13 before, and now it's 17.
The lock pops off.
I was just trying to be helpful. Why won't you write this shit down if you don't even know? I was like, Greg should have exploded one, and Batwack should have. That was what my point was.
I'm sure we're going to come back to this, Will, when I find out you burned my doll.
I know. Oh, God. I feel really bad for you. I hope you didn't have, like, a use for that. I'll go back and commission one for... I'm sorry. I was just trying to distract. Oh, man.
All right, so you've got... I'm assuming you go for the fuller stocks. You've got 4 adults free and 2 children.
What's left?
There's 1 person left in a stock.
All right.
Can we work on this lock together?
The adults pull the heads off and look around. They look very scared and tired. They show signs of abuse. Cuts and scrapes and abrasions, bruises, that kind of thing.
Well, pass the water skin around if possible. If they haven't finished it all.
We may need that water skin for the burning doll and Rafina's hand.
Well, it's going to be empty by the time. I'm pretty sure you can make it rain on your hand.
Yes, perhaps. I may forget and just close the door on it.
So.
I don't think there's time to have to really ask them much.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think there's enough time.
Okay.
Can we work on the locker? We don't. We're gonna...
We'll come back to that.
All right.
You succeeded, but we got to go back to Rafina to figure out how the attention is being caught. And right now, people are pretty interested because there's this flaming doll attached by strings to your hand. So what do you do about that as you're tap dancing and singing a ballad?
Well, the lucky thing is that the adhesive I used is very sensitive to heat.
Ah,
so
I see.
The strings are just melting right off of my hands.
And you're screaming a ballad.
Yeah, I'm screaming. And this is hot! And this is great! And Rafina takes the doll and throws it in the air. And so now it's a flaming fireball. You know, it's spinning, spinning, spinning. And people are like, whoa! Fireworks!
Do you try to throw it anywhere in particular? Like, do you
just
want to...
straight up in the air.
Oh, God.
Okay, make a dexterity check.
Oh, no. Ah, damn, I dropped the dice! What does that mean?
Automatic failure.
Yep.
Exactly. Hang on. Let me check in. So much for dexterity. Oh, good. A 7. Okay, let me check my... because I'm sure I have a bonus of about 50, right?
Probably.
Hang on.
I hope so.
Plus 3.
Okay, so 10.
Like that mattered.
You do huck it up in the air. It sails up and it twirls around and then it starts to come down. Actually, kind of very near the front of the crowd that has gathered. And it hits the ground, doesn't hit anybody, but it kind of sends out a shower of sparks as it clatters into the cobblestones. And everyone goes, ah! And they jump back a little bit, but nobody's harmed. Maybe a little closer than you would have liked, but...
And Rafina says, ta-da! I meant for that to happen!
Send up little sparks coming out of her, like if she's like ta-da, like out just around her, like little mm-hmm. fireworks, like
the tips of my fingers.
Yeah,
spirit fingers.
Pew 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 pew.
And everybody goes yay! Yay! Yay!
Oh, thank you, thank you. I'd like to thank all the little people in my life, including Link. No, just kidding.
Don't make people pay attention to me right now. Otherwise, you're going to have to set yourself on fire again.
All right, you guys have one lock. You guys can both take a stab at it.
Okay.
Both with advantage with your tools.
25.
Perfect.
Nice.
You wedge that iron crowbar in there, and you forget that your plastic one even existed, because it just rips through this thing like butter, and it pops right off. And your last prisoner is free.
Ha ha!
Ha 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 ha!
And the first ones you freed, they're kind of gathering their senses and they're looking around. You can see that at the children, it was 2 boys and then it was 3 men and 2 women. They look, again, very scared, all of them do, and they're looking all around to see what's happening. And seeing that no one is really around besides you guys who had just freed them ostensibly. I mean, they had donkey heads on, so they couldn't really see, but they assume that you were instrumental in that. One of the women says, thank you, thank you! As one of the men is kind of gathering people up, and they all head off back the back of the platform, and there's a road heading off that way, and you see them kind of split off and scatter, in a sense, smaller groups, and they head out of the square.
We did it, you guys. Rafina, don't be on fire.
I don't suppose there's any water in that water skin for me, is there?
No, it's empty. They sucked that thing down.
Guess I'm going to have to stop, drop, and roll.
Will very quickly walks away from the platform to not be seen near it, if the guards should turn around from the performance that has already ended.
Yeah, can we try to blend in with the crowd or something? I'm a little worried that we need to somehow take responsibility, because are they going to just hunt those people down again?
You don't know.
Well, nobody talked to them to figure out what was going on.
Well, Will is going to walk away, but he's also... I was thinking of setting him on fire, guys.
Well, if we try to blend in, you know, if we sort of blend in with the crowd and then watch to see what their reaction is. If the guards immediately chase after them, we'll know that we need to help them again. And if the guards are like, oh shit, they escaped, I quit, and they leave, we'll be like, great.
Perfect.
Triumph.
Yeah, that's true. Real quick, how about Rafina make one more performance check for me with advantage?
A 1.
Oh no.
A 1.
Now just do that again.
And then I got a 13 with my plus 3, isn't it? Is it a plus 3 or is it? Oh, it's a plus 1.
Okay, 14.
14.
So the performance clearly over with the ta-da and the sparks and the applause. There's clattering at your feet. You collect 14 copper pieces.
Woo!
Ooh.
The crowd is gathered around, and assuming you just kind of stand there, they then disperse.
As they leave, I say, And don't forget to shop at Belitzi's, Beliner's, Berlitzi's toys. It not fun, it not Berlitzi, Belitzi.
That's a terrible ad. You hear a town cry, hear ye, Blinsky's toys, officially out of business. And the one guard that was first to show up, he heads back to his post, not his post, but his task there, changing out the decorations. And the other one, he stays in place for a little bit. He looks down at the doll. He kind of has a suspicious look on his face. He gives you a look, Rufina. But then he kind of shakes his head. It almost looks like he doesn't want to deal with it. And he begins to head back to his post. But on his way, he catches sight of the empty stocks.
Run!
No. Blend.
Everybody look casual.
Yeah. Are you still holding your crowbar?
Lang very hurriedly stuffs his crowbar down his pants. And just starts whistling and sort of kicking his foot back and forth and looking up at the sky. And
Nick is somehow holding all of the donkey heads. Wait, what? No, you all can, unless you do something super stupid, you can get away from the platform and not be anywhere near there well before the crowd disperses around Rufina. But he sees it. You see him stop if you're watching him, and he runs up to the platform, and, you know, clearly there's nobody there, but he looks around, doesn't see anything, is looking, sort of scanning the crowd to see if he sees any sign. The donkey heads, I'm assuming you just left up there. The people have, they're out of sight, so he doesn't see them anywhere. But he pulls out a whistle, and he blows on it. And as he does, the other guard runs up to him, and the first guard heads off. He does actually...
Oh, wait, if I see this, can I interrupt for a second? Can I, if Will sees this, can I cast something?
Yes.
Okay. Are the stocks, like, are they right in the very center? Is there nothing, like, a wall around them or buildings around them? Or where are the stocks?
They're out in the square. Yeah, there's nothing immediately abutting the platform. It has, like, a low railing across the front and in the back with spots for little stairways to come up onto them.
Will would like to silent image a some kind of like scary demonic face, like a big large looming cloud of like scariness with big giant teeth and like just like the face though, like as if the face is hovering above the platform.
Okay.
And then cast create bonfire.
Okay.
Individually for each stock to make it look like something other than a person did that, like, oh, it was a mysterious demon, rah, like that let these people go, I don't, and now their stocks will be burned so they won't be able to use them, hopefully, for a second until they build new ones.
Well, that sets us back a half hour.
I think that Berlitz made those. Is that his name? I really can't remember his name.
Remember, he sounds like pancakes.
Blinsky.
Right, Blinsky. Blini. Okay, Blinsky's.
Blinsky's stocks and toys.
Yes, well, there must have been a toy stocks there somewhere. Okay.
Good old Blitzkrieg.
Oh, God.
Okay, so you cast this face and these bonfires. Make an Arcana check.
Arcana 15 plus.
That's good.
I think it's one. Yeah. 16.
So go ahead. So your face is very scary and impressive. Keep that die.
Okay.
And your bonfires are on target. They all consume the stalks. It's not immediate. You have to cast each one. Like
yes.
You said, go boof, 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 mm-hmm. Boof.
Yeah.
All around the one guard as the other one runs up. And he looks terrified. But go ahead and roll stealth to see if people notice you're doing it.
Oh, shit! Oh, no! Oh, no! Uh-oh. Okay.
What'd you roll?
I rolled a 4, but my stealth is 3. Shit, 7. Sorry, guys.
They only notice you.
Yeah, that's true. Let me see here. Goodbye, everyone.
Ooh.
Oh, my God. Oh, no. Oh, no.
That was a natural 20.
Oh, no. I'm dead, you guys.
Oh, Will, it was really nice working with you.
All right.
So you cast this, and this begins to happen, but you notice you had looked around to try to make it so that nobody had seen you, but you failed to look down, and there's a child peeking out from behind mother's skirts right at you.
Children!
It's always the kids. It's always.
She's looking at you with these really wide eyes. She points up at you. She goes,
and I go, die! And I point at her, and I kill her!
Avada Kedavra!
Avada Kedavra!
You point at her and you shout,
exterminate!
Oh my god! Yes! I turn into a Dalek. Oh my god.
No, but she points up at you and she goes, Mommy!
Yeah, what? What's up, girl? I didn't do anything.
The guard, he's too far away, he doesn't hear that, but he sees this happen, and the other guard kind of skids to a stop as all this erupts around, and the guard backs away, like sort of backwards away from the face and the fires, and he kind of trips and falls backwards over the railing. It's not a very high platform, so he kind of falls on his butt on the ground below and scurries back. The other guard kind of timidly runs up and helps him to his feet. And they both start tweeting on their whistles, and they
tweeting on their phones.
Yeah, they're tweeting about it.
Oh shit, you guys!
Hashtag
demonic face.
And they start running off in a different direction out of the square. If anybody wants to do anything about that, go ahead and say that now, and then we'll go to the girl.
Oh, screw you, girl.
Are the guards, they're running the opposite direction from the way the people escaped?
Yes. It looks like the guy was maybe going to start that way, but the face was kind of above and behind the platform, so it scared him in a different direction.
I feel like we should do something.
The girl, she seems behind the dress of a woman who, when this mommy is shrieked out, she turns, goes, what? What is it? What is it,
Matilda?
Russian name?
Oh, Matilda Dyski? Matilda Koff?
Shmernshka?
Shmernshka? That's a good one! Shmernshka!
Shmernshka. How about,
Shmernshka.
Serena.
Ah, Shmernshka!
Serena Shmernshka! What is it? That man!
Hello.
She looks up at you and says, what did you do to my daughter?
Do to your daughter? What are you? She's looking at me. I look fancy and doing some tricks like woo, like do, prestidigitation, sparklies out of my own finger that look like little pretty, I don't know, what the hell do kids like? Butterflies. Little cloud of butterflies comes out the tips of my fingers, and then I try to use some of my sleight of hand prowess that I have, and I try to, make a coin appear out of her ear. Oh, I can prestidigitate a fake coin coming out of her ear. All right. Yes, that's what I tried
okay.
to do.
Okay, and Rafina wishes to calm emotions.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Yes. So how does she do it? She...
So yeah, okay. Oh, it looks like it's a group of people. That's
yeah.
cool.
Yeah.
So you select a 20-foot radius sphere.
So I'm going to dash up to where Will is.
You can do it from 60 feet away. So you can if you want.
Oh, it's true. That's true. Yeah.
But it's up to you. You don't have to.
Okay.
I'm just...
Yeah, in 20-foot radius, but I can do it from 60 feet away. I see.
So do you want to include Will in the sphere or not?
Yes. Well, I mean, he's clearly uncalm, though he's not showing it.
Okay.
So yes, he needs to be in the sphere as well.
Okay, so this is going to be on you as well as the girl. You both need to make a charisma saving throw, and that is versus your spell save DC, Rafina.
My spell save DC says 14.
14.
Oh, I fail. It's against that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I fail. I got a 12 right. or something like that.
So you see the girl, she kind of stops saying that man. She's kind of looking at the butterflies, and she just kind of smiles, and the woman's gaze softens, and...
and I'm like, hey!
Basically, Rafina, you can make the target indifferent about creatures of your choice that they're hostile towards. So I'm assuming you choose Will for the people, but you could choose a creature for Will to not be hostile towards.
Okay, well, as a side bonus, I'm going to make him not hostile toward Bathwack.
Ha!
Am I allowed to do that?
Yes, you are.
How long does it last?
It ends if the target is attacked or harmed by a spell, or if it witnesses any of its friends being harmed by the creature. Also, it lasts for a minute.
Oh.
You have to be nice to him for a whole minute.
All right, don't come near me so I don't have to be nice to you.
So the woman looks a little confused, like she's not sure what's going on, and then she kind of gives you a little bit of an odd look, Will, but she ushers her child away from you. She kind of has to pull her a little bit because she really wants to see the butterfly show. So there's a crowd of people that are all kind of looking up at this demon face, if it's still there, and the bonfire's raging on the platform.
If the lawmen are gone,
yes,
then he would just zip the face away. Bloop.
All right, the face is zipped. The fires are still raging.
Zip
fire.
It away. Zip, zap, zop.
The fires are still burning.
Right, I don't have any ability to stop that. Sorry, guys.
Yeah.
But also, that's good, because then the stocks won't be there.
So, with the face gone, a full riot doesn't break out, but the people quickly sort of move away and out of the square. You can hear more whistles being sounded in the distance, further away, like in the direction where the guards went.
It is time to go to the casket coffin store. It is time! Where is Milovaj? He probably ran away! Ha-ha! Yay!
Where did he go, that little rascal?
Will, that was amazing.
What?
That was perfect.
That was awesome.
Oh, no. It was all Rafina.
That was my friend, Will. And Rafina has a flashback to her vision and runs over and gives him a huge hug all over again.
And he's like, you've got to stop doing that, because I don't know what that is all about.
Hug, 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 hug.
And he's just so awkwardly like, how do you even hug this small person? She's like hugging my leg and I'm just standing there like, what is... I don't know how this works. I think Lank could use a hug. He's about your height, too, so...
He doesn't like me very much. I don't know if you've noticed.
Oh, he doesn't? Oh,
I don't.
Oh, maybe you're just cranky. Wait, I don't even know where he is. Where is he right now?
I'm blending.
Oh, right. Okay, yeah.
Does it blend?
Does it blend? And I think we should probably go to, right? I hear all those whistles. That means people are coming here. That mm-hmm. means guards and lawmen coming here. Let's go and get out of the square and go to the coffin shop. Let's go, 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 go.
The last place they'll expect me to be is at a coffin shop.
Yeah, let's get out of here. Here, I've got Milovaj here. I've been holding him. Says Nick.
Attaboy, Nick.
By the way, you guys should have seen Bathwack and Lank pop the locks off of those stocks. It was crazy. They were like, pop! Pop! It was crazy.
You guys are super strong.
Mm-hmm.
Aww.
Anyway, let's go! All right.
I bet.
Yeah. Let's get out of here.
I knew Lank had experience with stocks. I was suspecting something.
Did you ever see Wolf of Wall Street? It was about Lank.
Stocks. Nice. Stocks.
Anyway,
waka waka.
So Milovaj leads you out of the square in the other direction that you initially came in. It doesn't take too much longer. Again, sort of back streets and whatnot. No main roads, and you come out in front of a small wooden two-story building. Looks rather uninviting. It has a sign shaped like a coffin above the front door.
No way.
Way.
Is it Blinsky's toy shop? Because
he's no coffin, he's no Blinsky. Sort of in stark contrast from the square and the ruckus you had caused, it's very quiet around here. The window shutters are all closed up tight for the shop outside, and the door is closed.
Well, if the window shutters are closed, this sounds like a good place to hide.
Shall we knock?
Right, I would say knock. Let's go. Knock. Let's get inside.
All right. Before you do, Milovaj says, well, I got you here. Can I go?
Let's wait and see if he's in first.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So who's knocking?
I'll knock. Will is like, we got to get away from the po-po. That's what I know about.
The po-po!
Okay. You knock on the door. And from deep inside, you hear, we're closed! Go away!
I love all these voices you're doing. These are amazing.
I know, right?
We're closed. What is it? It's like, it's Riff Raff from... From Rocky Horror Picture Show. The master doesn't like you to come inside his coffin shop. Anyway, you're closed. Too bad.
We have some information you will be very glad to have. And then she says in a stage whisper to everyone else, I'm just lying.
I'm glad we cleared that up.
Roll a deception check.
Ah, crap. God damn it, I've got a 3.
Oh no!
It doesn't even matter if I have a little addition on.
You probably have like a plus 20, knowing Rafina.
Yeah, that's true. She's so good at it. Plus 1.
He says, leave me alone!
I'm going to grab Milovaj by the front of his shirt and say, tell him you have something that you need to give him.
We might urgently need a coffin. And then I'll look at Milovaj.
You roll an intimidation check, both of you.
Okay.
15.
17.
Okay.
In case we need to do this like last time when Bathwack was not intimidating, but Lank was, I rolled a 22.
Woo! Ooh, so you're just standing in the back, just tapping your maul on your hand.
I'm just scowling.
You show him your hugging hands.
Yeah, watch out! Here it comes. Hug time.
Okay, what do you want me to say?
What did you say before when you sold him the freaking bones, man?
Well, he asked me to get him. I still bought him. Brought him to him.
Just say it's about the bones or something. Like, come on, you get us inside.
Oh, it's about...
Say you found some other ones, you dumbass. Like, you left one behind.
Yeah. Ooh, good job, Link. Yes.
Yeah.
You
yes.
forgot a femur. Here. You forgot a femur for it.
The third femur.
Yeah. Something... Wait, no. Less obvious. Who knows anatomy?
Patella. You've got a patella.
Hella in the grave by mistake.
So he says, I've got more bones. I forgot
some bones.
Patella.
As he starts to yell, you hear, and then it stops when he continues to talk about the bones. And then you see near the door, you can see one of the shutters behind the window sort of lift. You see some movement back behind the window. I said we're closed! Leave me alone!
Well, I've got my crowbar all warmed up.
Okay, should we break and enter, or should we try to negotiate something? I mean, because if we break in, that might cause... I have no idea.
We know that this guy is a thief, because he hired this guy to steal the bones. So,
yeah.
I'm feeling like we're... not going to get too far with negotiation.
Lank, I think you're familiar with the stocks.
Well,
would you like to break it down with this and pull out that stick again?
Right, yeah.
Well, Will, I think you're rather familiar with manipulative magic, so...
Actually, you're wrong, but thank you. That's a compliment, because I'm not that familiar with it. Man. Okay, out of character, do you guys want to break down the door? You have any other ideas?
Well, he knows that there's a group of people outside.
And he doesn't seem to want to let us in, no matter what this Milovaj guy is doing. Milovaj! Should we ask him, like, what this guy's like?
Has this guy ever been closed before? Millie?
Oh, Millie. That's Will's mom's name. Sorry, go on.
Suddenly you recognize Milovaj's eyes.
Shut up, Milovaj!
Lost brother.
Closed? I don't know. I don't pay much attention to the coffin shop. I know this guy's a weirdo. He makes coffins.
All right, but how many people work there? Is this just one guy?
Yeah, it's just the coffin maker.
Does it look like there's a back door?
There could be. It's not a row house. You could go around the side.
I'm not real stealthy, but I'm going to go take a look.
I will stay in front in case he tries to then leave through the front door.
You go around to the side, and you do see there is a side door near the rear on the right side of the house if you're facing it from the front, or the shop.
Is that the only door?
If you circle around, yes. There's some other windows, everything's all shuttered up, but there is another door in the back.
Can I just try the knob?
You can. It's locked.
I can't.
Can I try it really hard?
Make a strength check.
22.
Snap.
Actually, yeah, on the back door, the knob, you wrench at it, and you're able to break
the knob on the door.
Oh, whoops.
With that impressive strength check.
Whoops!
Sorry.
Alright. I guess I'm gonna go in.
Oh my god. Oh.
Can I go in? Can I go in kind of quietly? I'm not very disadvantaged for stealth because of the armor, but...
Go ahead and make a stealth check with disadvantage, then.
9.
Alright. You can go ahead in. You go into a large room. It's filled with coffins of different types. They're all pretty simple. Nothing crazy like our world coffins can be. Just sort of scattered around the room. It's an L-shaped room. You're kind of in the bend of the L, the outside corner of it. It's about 30 feet across each arm of the L. There's coffins scattered all around. There's little piles of sawdust on the floor. Not much else to be seen. And you see three doors sort of in the far corner away from you. And then there's the various shuttered windows.
All right. Rather than proceed alone, I'll go back around. I'll go back outside. I don't know how far away I am. Can I just gesture or shout?
You're pretty far away. You're almost around the back of the house. You're on the side, but it's near the back of the house. So they can't see you from where they are. They might be able to hear. You'd have to shout pretty loudly, though.
Gah! No.
Guys, there's a secret entrance back here!
Whippoorwill! Whippoorwill!
I think Bathwack found a way in.
Flamingo noise! Flamingo noise!
Sorry. What the... I'm pretty far away. Can I keep that door within sight and make my way around the house?
Yeah, I mean, you could go up to the corner, so that way you could still see it and then see them.
Yeah, I just want to be able to see the door. And I'll go around and gesture for them to come, for some of them to come back if they want.
Okay.
Hey guys, there's a door back here. It's open.
I'm going to stay and knock on the front door to distract him with good old Milovage. I'll hold Milovage here.
All right, then I'll go around back with Bathwack.
And Rafina... We'll go there, too.
Nick says, I'll stay here with Will. I got your back, Will.
Besties. Stupid.
Okay. So you keep knocking. At this point, you're not getting any response.
I'm, making Milovage say stuff.
Okay. You're not getting anything at this point.
I'm just basically just trying to cause a distraction. Mm-hmm. Just like, hey, we're still here, and we got a couple bones left. You're not gonna... be able to, we still have these precious bones in the chapel, and it feels very holy there, so if you're looking to make it not as holy, fail. You fail. So you better come on out and get these freaking bones. Come on over. Right. Or tell us what to do. We gotta at least get some direction.
So you hear Will's pitches fading into the distance, the three of you, as you make your way back around to the back door.
This probably won't be necessary. I'm sure he'll open the door at this point.
Yeah. Sorry.
So you can all can go in, and you see what I described to Bathwack, a room full of coffins, maybe on display, or maybe just kind of stored here in this larger room.
You know, point of information, was like St. Andrew a chicken? Or, you know, like... anyway, I mean, we're talking about these bones, and I'm picturing, you know, human remains, but we have no idea.
Maybe he's looking to just make fossils. A nice stock or something.
Nice stock.
Stocks. He's familiar stocks. With stock. So yeah, there's three doors in the far corner.
Is it obvious where the front door? I mean, do they see the front door?
No.
Like where I'm knocking? Oh shit! All right. Mm-mm. Dream pastries.
The doors all seem to be kind of leading in that direction.
Well, there are three doors. There are three of us.
Let's split up even more.
You mean are there? Wait, are there? Yes, there are three
yes,
of us.
Yes, there are three other doors. You came in through one, and there are three doors.
Wait, let's back up and count again. Just to be safe.
One, two, three. So do you each take a door? Do you just do one at a time? How do you do it?
Let's each take a door.
Okay, who wants... There's left, middle, and right. Who wants left?
Lank for left.
Who wants middle?
M for Bathwack.
M for Bathwack. Bathwack takes middle. Rafina takes right.
For R. It works. So we're all right.
And so what do you do? Do you do, like, one of those, like, SWAT team, like, gesture at each other, all point at once and go?
Yeah, a lot of hand signals.
Can Rafina open more than one door at once?
Like, ooh, yeah, do a simultaneous...
Swash!
I'm...
They're, yes, I'm going to say they're close enough, plus it's an awesome spell that assuming they're not locked, you don't know if they're locked or not.
You gotta say, what do you say?
Kazam!
Woohoo!
Swish!
Alright.
As you're heading the doors open outwards and smack all of us in the face.
Sorry, guys.
All three of the doors do, in fact, swing open magically. The one on the left opens from where you can see. It looks like it has a room with a table in it and some chairs. The middle door seems to lead directly into a stairway going up, and the door on the right opens into a room within which you can hear some sudden noises, like sort of things, maybe something falling, some footsteps within the door on the right.
I glance into my room quickly just to make sure there's nothing obvious, but it sounds like the right-hand door is the interesting door.
You see a couple cabinets as well, but not much else.
He's probably not in those, so I leave the room.
From the door to the right, you hear, "Get out of my house!"
All the more reason to head over.
So, if you all go in there, you see an older man. He has white hair and a beard. He's tall, somewhat thin. You would say he probably is in his 60s. And he's kind of backing away from the door with his hands up. He says, What do you want from me? What do you want from me here in my shop? Get out!
Give us the bones.
I don't know what you mean.
Milovaj, tell him.
Milovaj is not
he's
there.
With me.
Oh, God damn it.
When you go in the door, you do see another door leading out of this room that seems to be...
I'm knocking
a good
on
sense.
It, so
yeah.
If it is
and you hear knocking, and Will's inane babbling.
Hey!
So I'll walk through
Sorry,
and open the...
Sorry, editorial.
I'll walk through and see if I can unlock the front door.
All right. Yeah, you can from the
inside.
I've
unlocked doors before.
Yeah, you did. You practiced over at Blitzky's. You are well-trained for this. You have advantage on your unlocking a door from the inside, and you succeed. Will, you see the door open as you're knocking on it.
Ah, hello. Hi. Oh, you look like someone I'm working with. Why are you in the store? I'm just kidding.
Nice.
Okay, Will, do you need a coffin?
Good one! Let's stand here and joke for a while. Yes! Hello, I've come here to buy a coffin. Batthwack.
Well, I appreciate your humor. May I ask you to leave?
No. Hello. It's very rude to close your doors in the daytime. I mean, it's freaking morning.
We're closed today. I'm taking a day off.
Well, you can't take a day off. Do people die all the time? Yes, people need coffins all the time. No days off for you.
All right, would you like a coffin? You can buy one. Here, I'll give you one for free. Get out.
All right, now this seems a little weird. He wants to give me a coffin for free, guys.
Let's take it. We can resell it for some nice money.
Let's start our own coffin shop and drive him out of business. We can steal his plans by disassembling this one. It looks like it's just a box, so it's not very hard to build this fancy coffin.
Can we put an arm in it? Don't we have an arm still?
Ooh, yes, we need a coffin for this arm, sir.
We need a special custom built arm coffin.
Yeah. Besides, I need to get this arm out of my pack to make room for the marionette.
Oh yeah, that a marionette.
We had the marionette cremated.
What?
Yep, that was Rafina. I love that we're having this. This is amazing. Yeah, that was Rafina. Rafina. Oh, part of that performance, man.
I don't think that
Beth's kind of slack-jaw looking back and forth between the two of you. You can tell that he's. I mean, he definitely feels something about this marionette, but, well. All right, and then...
It does have a hole in it.
It passes...
It's a turtle penis-shaped hole. I don't know what that is, but it's the truth. Meanwhile, this guy has run out the door.
Yeah, he's gone.
Ah, crap. Guys, United Front! Hey, we need a coffin for this arm. We've come to get it.
A special custom-made one.
Exactly. Custom-made.
I don't appreciate these jokes. You break into my home and my shop and you demand these silly things from me. What do you want from me? Get out!
Break into your home? I mean, the door was open. They were just trying to find their way into the store.
The door was, in fact, not open.
it was open. In fact, I think the doorknob is right here.
Yes, I see my fine filigreed knob in your scaly hand, you fiend.
I'll reach out to give it to him.
He'll snatch it from you.
My fine filigree! Your scaly hand! I'm losing it, I'm losing it.
We'll talk about the marionette later.
Right, Rafina, he's going to talk to you about that marionette later. Anyway.
I'm going to have to ask you to leave or I will call the guards.
Call the guards. I would love to hear the guards talk to you about the bones that we also know you might have. So, call them.
The man looks at you. This whole time, by the way, he's had his hands up. He looks at Batwack. He looks down at Rafina. He looks at the floor at Lank.
At the floor.
Hey!
He narrows his eyes at Milovaj, and he says, "Fine. You've come for the bones." He sits on a stool. Looks like a workshop. There's workbenches and tools and whatnot in here in this room. It looks like this is where he does most of his work on the coffins. And he says, "Go ahead. The bones, they're upstairs. They're in the junk room. There's a crate in the back. They're in there."
Junk room.
Why don't you take us to them, friend?
Fine. Yes. Come on. They're up the stairs. Did you see the stairs when you were rummaging through my house? Perhaps you already found the bones.
No, no, no. After you.
Fine. Come on. He goes over to the door, and he goes up the stairs. Does everybody go with?
Yes.
Yes.
This is weird.
Drag Millie Vic around with us.
Millie Vic. Will? What would Will do?
He doesn't know how many doors. So in the room that we are in, where the coffin shop is.
The workshop, yes. The only room you've been
where,
in.
Where a customer would come in. Are there any doors leading off from this room?
There's only one other. There's the front door and then another door, which you didn't see, but that's where the other people came in.
The front door.
The front door you came in, and then a door. It's a longer room, and it's on the back on the right side of the long wall.
Okay, I think he would go at least to, and if I'm remembering this correctly, you walk through that back door, and that's where they came in, essentially.
It opens into the big room where there's lots of coffins scattered about.
Oh. I think he plans on, like, just, he walks out figuring that it's just, like, back to the room where they came in from the street, and then seeing the coffins definitely probably goes along with other people, just kind of like, ugh, I don't really want to hang around in this room with a bunch of coffins. Okay. I mean, are there people in them?
No.
They're just
empty
coffins?
It's not
coffins?
A mortuary, it's a coffin shop.
Oh, okay, just finished displayed coffins?
Mm-hmm.
They're displayed? Like, they're
It's not like nicely. They're kind of scattered closed? About. Yeah.
These are closed coffins, guys.
Ooh. I understand the implications now.
And all the windows were shuttered, weren't
yes.
they?
Yes, all the windows were shuttered.
All right.
And the doors were locked.
Oh, my God. Where are we going? Upstairs to a scary room?
If you go into that room, yes. Immediately to the right, there's an open door.
Why does this guy want to leave
us? You feel like it's been
there.
Magically opened when you look at it. And,
Wait, which one? The back one?
The door to the right leads to the stairs.
Fuck. Where's everyone going? Everyone's going with this guy?
I'm going upstairs. I want to keep an eye on him.
What is Bathwack doing? Going upstairs?
I'm looking at you right now.
Hey.
Hey.
What's up?
Well,
the guy is starting to go up the stairs. Rafina and Lank are following after, and so is Nick. And you guys are looking into each other's eyes.
Oh, hello.
Why the hesitation, Will?
It's just a little weird. This guy. Why is he stealing bones, right? And he's saying he just put them in a junk room? I think he's, like, concernedly looking at the rest of the people that's going up with this guy.
Yeah.
He just put the bones in a junk room? That makes no sense. Why does he want the bones? Why do you want the bones? He's yelling at the guy.
He'll stop. He's most of the way up the stairs. You're down there at the bottom. He says, "What?
Why do you want the bones?"
"I was told to get them."
"By who?"
"A nobleman."
"A what?"
"A nobleman."
"A nobleman. A nobleman, guys. Who's the nobleman we know?"
"His name is Vasily."
"Oh, that sounds very silly."
"Vasily von Holtz." "What do you want to know? Clearly you have the upper hand here. What is it you want from me?"
"Where are the bones?"
"I told you where the bones are. I'm taking you to them."
"Well, point at you. Go get the bones. Go retrieve them."
Yeah, maybe he should... He's not going to jump out a window. He's like 60 years old. Go get him.
Okay.
Right? Do we need to escort him there? I feel like we should all stay together.
I am escorting him there.
Oh, God. All right. Bye, Link.
Link is going to ride in his pocket.
All right.
Give me a kangaroo ride.
Will's like, I don't know, man. I don't know. Will's nervous. This is always Will. Will is not like, yeah, let's just all do this stuff. All
right.
But it just
Rufina
seems weird.
Rufina is very curious
about
everything.
So I'll though. Stay down at the foot of the stairs for just a few beats.
She wants to know more about Vasily. Vasily, can you tell me more about Vasily?
He came to me one night a few months ago. And at the top of the landing, there's two closed doors, one to the left and one to the right. He turns and opens the one to the left. And heads on through. He's talking back to you. He says, he asked me to find these bones that were supposedly protecting the church. I'd been casting about for information, and just recently, Milovich here was a good source for me and found where they might be.
Yeah, so you would steal something, old man.
He's in the other room now.
Fuck you. Goodbye.
So I don't know where you are.
I'm at the I'm down with Batthwack. We're making out in the room.
Okay.
He didn't correct me, so it's true. All right.
That's how it works.
Yep.
Lank, Rufina, he leads you into this large room, leads over to the left. To the right is a window, so you can tell the right wall is the exterior wall. And then if you look to the left, the room extends basically what you would estimate to be the entire length of the shop. It leads all the way to the back wall. You see a few windows. These are shuttered, too. You see some windows in the back. There's a lot of crates scattered around and stacks of wood. The wood, you would assume, is supplies for the coffins and that kind of thing. He begins walking towards the back of the room.
Can we just preemptively burn this place down?
Might be easier.
Yeah.
I mean, bones don't actually burn, right? When you cremate someone, the bones are left behind.
Well,
so we don't have to worry about burning the bones.
Oh, God.
For example, the marionette still has little pieces of bone.
You did find that, actually. There were bones embedded in the wood.
Oh, God.
Maybe we had them all along in the marionette.
You're out of earshot talking about my marionette, right?
Yes. I don't think she's actually talking about the marionette either.
Yes, I'm on a different landing of the stairs here or something.
Yeah, I know. We're all very spread out at this
point. Well, right now, basically, Lank, Rufina, and Nick are following this guy into this large storage room. They're out of sight to you guys at the bottom of the stairs. They've gone through a door up at the top to the left.
Will is very nervous, and Batthwack is right there, which kind of makes him less nervous, but also more nervous. So he's going to... the coffins, are they, on display? Like, you said they're not on display. They're closed.
Mm-hmm. They look like finished coffins.
Should we have a look inside?
Yeah, I think we should. I just think we should.
Okay, fine.
Okay. There's one close to the door.
Yeah.
It's not nailed down or anything.
Okay, can we just peek?
Probably a donkey head in it.
God. Will's like, this is stupid. What are we doing?
Okay.
Yeah.
So you peek inside?
Yeah.
Peek, peek, yeah. Peek, peek, peek. Yes.
It's empty.
Okay. How many are in there? Can we just go start peeking?
13.
Let's go peek. Peek them. Peek.
Oh, lucky number.
Yeah, exactly. All of this is wrong. All of it.
I'll take the evens and you take the odds.
No, I want to stand right by you, but I don't say that out loud. I'm like, right, let's go do it like men. We're doing this like men. Opening coffins
Will,
as
Will
men
opens
do.
Them with his mustache. I'm going to say you have time to open a few more before we cut back. And okay. The ones you you open, let's say two more each, and they're all empty.
Okay.
All right. The guy, he's most of the way into the room, and he looks back, he said, did you have any further questions for me?
Before, sorry, I'm not there.
No, you're not here. I'm not speaking to you. No? Very well. The bones are back here. And he gestures to a crate in the back corner, similar to some of the other crates scattered around.
Open it.
What?
Open the crate.
He looks back at you and he says, very well.
and he goes over to the crate in the back corner. He puts his fingers under the edge of the top of the crate, and he lifts up the top, and as soon as it gets about an inch up, the top bursts open, and a creature bursts out from within. It has long claws and sharp teeth. It has gray skin and stringy hair. And
what the heck?
It leaps out with a hiss and a sort of a growl. And all around you, crates burst open.
Oh my god!
And similar creatures pop out. And that's where we'll end it for tonight.
No! Bathrack! Let's run out. Let's leave them.
Put them all in the terrarium right now.
I stayed down here just to make sure Will didn't run away.
Yeah, well, you can't catch me, can ya? When I run out the door. Yeah.
Thanks for listening. Please leave us a review on iTunes and visit porkfrieddice.com to find links to us on Facebook and Twitter. Be sure to join us next week to find out what happens to your favorite adventurers as they muddle their way through our demented mindscapes.